Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Phase Zero bonus episode coming to you Friday. Thank you so much for hanging with me. It's BD, only BD on the show today. It's a bonus episode straight from CinemaCon. This is attempt number two at this episode. I actually recorded this exact same thing that I'm doing right now in the back of a cab on my way to the airport in Las Vegas after CinemaCon. But this mic right here, it died. And I realized that after the fact. So I was just yapping in the back of a cab for no reason. Nobody could hear me except the cab driver. You guys certainly couldn't. So I got home. I'm home already. I'm in Nashville. I've been on the road for 8 days. Just got back. Went to WrestleMania in Philadelphia. Went straight to CinemaCon in Las Vegas. All the CinemaCon stuff that is not Marvel related, which was the majority of the event, is on comicbook.com. You can go read the site. You can go check all that out. I have recaps. The staff has done all sorts of breakouts and deep dives into the things that the news that has come out of these presentations. Lionsgate came out with some really great trailers. Paramount came shooting from the hip. They were like, Ninja Turtles movie rated R. Star Trek movie is coming. G.I. Joe Transformers crossover. Oh, here's Transformers 1 footage that looks awesome. And then at the end of the day on Thursday was the main event for Phase Zero, which was the Disney presentation. And Disney came out swinging as well to wrap things up at CinemaCon 2024. So in this podcast, we're going to talk about the footage that dropped for Deadpool and Wolverine and Captain America Brave New World. If you consider that a spoiler, this is your stepping off point. Don't go any further because I don't want to hear it. I'm telling you now. I'm going to tell you what I saw. So if you don't want to know anything about Deadpool and Wolverine, which hits in July, or Captain America Brave New World, which hits in February, press pause and then send our show to a friend so they listen to it and they'll tell you about whether or not the spoilers are heavy and then that you can decide whether you want to listen to it or not. But yeah, I raced home. Wanted to get this done tonight. It's the middle of the night. Wanted to get this done for two reasons. One, so that when the editors who have to publish this episode for us wake up in the morning, they have the video to finish and publish because I do need sleep. I do need to like try to get my life together after being on the road and be so busy for so long. And I wanted them to have this video to edit so that it could be out to you guys first thing in the morning. And second is because I wanted to do this while it was fresh in my head. They showed a lot of stuff. They, especially Marvel, Disney does not usually go all out like this at CinemaCon, but this year they went hard. Like they were like, here's 35 minutes of Inside Out. Here's Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, which looked phenomenal, by the way. And here's a whole bunch of other stuff. And Kevin Feige got on that stage and he was like, bam, 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 shoot from the hip like Paramount was. Paramount, our parent company who once sold the Avengers. That was a choice. But anyway, can't really throw shade at the mothership like that. But did I? the presentation started with a... Okay, so the entire... This is where the spoilery stuff starts-ish. I think this first thing is not part of Deadpool Wolverine as much as Jamie Durack's best movie theater PSA she's ever going to see in her life. So the Disney presentation started with Deadpool and Wolverine walking through a tunnel. And Deadpool is joking, just yapping his yap. And he says, so I heard in Secret Wars, they're finally going to introduce... And then a phone rings. And when that phone rings, Deadpool and Wolverine ask if it's each other's phone. It is neither of their phone. So Deadpool goes back to saying, yeah, in Secret Wars, they're finally going to introduce... The phone rings again. Wolverine is pissed. So they cut to this tight shot of the two of them. Wolverine pushes Deadpool out of the frame. He looks straight into the camera, right into your soul. And he says, hey, bub, you're in a movie theater. Turn your fucking phone off. And then he proceeds to use a whole bunch of F-words to curse off the audience or the member of the audience whose phone went off during the movie until Deadpool gets back into the frame and says, nice fourth wall break. Didn't know you had that in ya. And they end up walking away together, which I think is in this footage, it was beeped out, which makes me believe this is sort of like going to play maybe at AMC theaters or Regal theaters or wherever before movie screenings as a really clever, you know, fourth wall break to set you up for Deadpool and Wolverine. Maybe it'll just play before Deadpool and Wolverine screenings. Who knows if it'll be attached to other movies as an ad, maybe. But it was really clever. It really set the tone because then Kevin Feige, when he got on stage shortly thereafter to talk about Deadpool and Wolverine, this man was using the F word. Kevin Feige was dropping F bombs on stage. You never thought you'd see the day. You did. Ryan Reynolds got it out of him. But before they got to Deadpool and Wolverine, they talked about Thunderbolts. Thunderbolts title had an asterisk on the end of the title, and Feige pointed that out. He said, yes, that's there. We're not going to say anything more about it until after the movie comes out. So that brings us right back to, like, is this secretly a Dark Avengers movie? Is it going to change the title? Seemingly not, but that certainly has some meaning, and it's intentional. Obviously, it's intentional, but we saw that set video from Florence Pugh a couple weeks ago now. I don't know. I've been on the road. I don't know what day it is anymore. So the asterisk in Thunderbolts is intentional. Fantastic Four, they confirmed, is going to start filming in a couple months. Feige named all the cast members. Nobody knew everything we already knew. He didn't mention Jennifer Garner playing a Silver Surfer. So no mention of that, but just the core four. He mentioned them, and he talked about how this is a group of characters he's really wanted to work with, but they finally got the rights back, and now they're doing it. He also, what else did they talk about? Let me go back to the Twitter feed here.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
That all led into Captain America Brave New World. So Captain America Brave New World looks awesome, by the way. But before they even showed anything from Captain America Brave New World. Foggy said, you know, 10 years ago we released Captain America the Winter Soldier. He talked about that movie being so popular, and he talked about why that movie is so popular. And that movie is so popular, according to Foggy, because it was a grounded political thriller. And he said, he just said that Captain America Brave New World is going to be a lot like that in tone. He said it's going to be mostly grounded, and then joked, but it's still a Marvel movie. But they really seem to be emphasizing this is going to be a grounded movie, a thriller movie, and they're trying to recapture the tone of Captain America the Winter Soldier. And in the footage they showed, they did. Now, the footage they showed, they captured the tone, and it was awesome. I recognize that's not the story necessarily. I really couldn't tell you what this movie's about yet, but I can tell you the tone of it certainly is doing a good job of emulating that of Winter Soldier. It was awesome in that regard, and I know it's a whole movie that still has to be told and is still being reshot and edited in huge portion, which is why it's delayed all the way to February. But the tone of it was awesome. And now listen, I remember Secret Invasion. I remember those first two episodes. We were like, yo, it's dark, it's gritty, the story is all set up here. And then what happened? I know. So I'm not, you know, going all in on this, but it was a fantastic first look that really built my confidence. And I think if you guys saw it, you'd be really, really excited for it too. So here's the description of the footage. It starts with Sam Wilson meeting Harrison Ford's President Ross in the White House. They acknowledge the fact that President Ross looks different because William Hurt has passed away. So now Harrison Ford is in the part. So they make a kind of Iron Man 2 level joke where Rhodey and Tony Stark joked about the recasting of Don Cheadle for that, taking over Terrence Howard's part. But Sam Wilson says, like, I'm still not used to you looking different, or I'm still not used to your new look. And Ross responds and says, like, me either, but they told me lose the stash or lose the election. So he does not have a mustache. This is set some point after something happens in Mexico. Some mission happens successfully with Joaquin Torres and Sam Wilson. Ross is talking about how happy he is with the results of that. He acknowledges he's never been one that's been a fan of superheroes, but he says he wants to rebuild the Avengers, and he wants Sam to help him make a new Avengers team. Sam then asks, well, what if we don't agree on, you know, how you want to handle the situation? Bringing us right back to themes from Captain America Civil War. It's great to hear that they want to rebuild the Avengers. It's been way too long since we had an Avengers movie. I say that on this show way too often. So this was a really cool line, and I do think we will see, like, team fighting maybe to open the movie or at some point in this film to acknowledge the fact that Sam Wilson is a leader among the heroes on Earth. That then leads to a scene where Harrison Ford's Ross is standing before a bunch of world leaders in this sort of glass space around him that looks like a hologram, but it's actually glass because it shatters later. Couldn't be WrestleMania. If you know, you know. So he's talking about the successful mission. He's talking about how they have this ability to restore peace now and security because of Sam and Joaquin's efforts. And then all of a sudden, a music starts playing, and it's not like hip hop. It's not like radio music. It's some sort of like almost. I think it was like I don't even know how to describe this. I live in Nashville, but I don't know anything about music. It's this kind of almost opera-ish, not really though. But anyway, some sort of classical weird music starts playing, and that triggers Isaiah Bradley, who you met in Falcon and Winter Soldier, to be triggered as Bucky Barnes is by that, like, homecoming, those keywords that activate his Winter Soldier program. So Isaiah Bradley stands up in this room. He goes straight over to a security guard, takes his gun, shoots him, and starts shooting at the room. And another man, who I believe was a security guard, has the same thing happen. It overtakes him, and he starts doing the same thing. So everybody starts trying to fight them off. They start shooting at the president. The glass shatters. Everybody's running. It's chaos. All this stuff. Everybody's trying to get out. Chaos in the White House. Sam tries to go after Isaiah Bradley. Isaiah Bradley puts one hand on his throat and throws him across the room. And then throws a table with one hand, like, behind him, and just takes out like three people with it, and then jumps out a window, very Bucky Barnes-esque, and flees the scene. So that was awesome. I think that's really cool that they're going to deal with that. Carl Lumley coming back for the part and kicking ass, playing this brainwashed villain role was awesome. And that led to then there's a teaser of footage, Captain America blocking these like electric batons with his shield, like kneeling down, but I just all kind of, his new suit was shown, looked awesome. This is gonna kick ass, I think. Hopefully the story holds up to how good the tone was in the footage we saw, because it was really awesome. Like, I mean, this was
what I want out of a Captain America movie with Sam Wilson in it, in terms of tone, in terms of action, in terms of the thrilling nature of it. And Harrison Ford was awesome as Ross. He was really good, like this subtle presidential performance, kind of taking us back to the roles that made Harrison Ford famous in a lot of ways. So I think it looked awesome, and I hope the whole movie is as good as the footage we saw and the story delivers. What else? That was about it there then. I feel like there was something else I wanted to mention, but I may have forgotten it for now. It's late. It is currently 1:36 in the morning, and I'm recording this. I don't know what time it is when you're watching or listening, but I hope you're having a good time, and I appreciate it. And so subscribe to the channel, all that good stuff. Leave a 5-star review. Play our show for your mom. Play it for your dog. Send it to a friend. Help us get +1 on the view count and the downloads. We really appreciate you guys helping us remain as comicbook.com's most downloaded episodes month after month. It means the world that you guys are hanging out with us, and it makes this worthwhile coming home to share all this information with you from what I saw at CinemaCon. I got 2 days at home, and I'm back on the road, not Marvel-related, doing the Abigail Junket in Los Angeles, and coming back home the next day. So back on the road soon, but going to enjoy the weekend, and I hope you guys do too. Thank you so much for hanging. Subscribe, share, you know, all that stuff I already said. See you later, guys. Oh, head over to comicbook.com/Marvel for more, because anything I missed in this recap, which I just did off the cuff, I have no notes or anything. I've just been freestyling this, so I might have missed a couple things. Go to comicbook.com/Marvel. I have full, long recaps. The staff added to my recaps. Go to Twitter, all that good stuff. I'll check the Twitter feed one time and make sure I didn't miss anything, but I don't think I did. Yeah, we're good. That's all of it. All right. All right. See you, everybody.